This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources telling ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter that called the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk, essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kneindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight, without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for Energy Secretary. The fossil fuel executive has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News. Lawyers for nonprofit groups say they're still having trouble getting already promised federal grants and loans. A federal judge in Washington indicates she'll likely keep a temporary block on the administration plan to freeze federal funding in place. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
If this freeze happens, many of those organizations will not just be able to stop, not just have to stop providing key services, but may have to close their doors. This has caused too much uncertainty and fear, and it was not what Donald Trump promised people in this country.
Major League Baseball fired umpire Pat Holberg. MLB said Holberg shared his legal sports gambling accounts with a friend who bet on baseball and intentionally deleted electronic messages when MLB started investigating. No evidence Holberg personally bet on games. A sportsbook tipped off the league Holberg did not umpire last season. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, crimey.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations are people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know the president's party.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
God bless Texas.
Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a three. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder.
College hoops. 11 overnight with northwest winds at 7-14. Partly sunny and cool on Tuesday and 20. Tuesday night increasingly cloudy and cool. A low of 11. Wednesday 32 with a 50% chance of a light wintry mix. Thursday 30 and light snow likely early on morning with minor accumulation. Friday partly cloudy and cooler. Light snow likely again. Again, late Friday night, a high of 25.
Head coach Chris Collins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Grammys are in the books. The big news of the night was that Beyonce, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyonce drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67 Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. firefighters who presented the last award of the night, and Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still take her in the big way. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wobble, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight as lows drop to the upper single digits. Wind chills around 0 to 5 below thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Plenty of clouds Tuesday, highs in the upper teens to lower 20s. A wintry mix Wednesday. It's 24 at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dog. Will Wisconsin be spared from the dumbest trade war ever? Plus, what is a special government employee and how do I get one? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. News from the center. WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what news on Twitter later this hour after 11 for the news. Big shake-up, rather than overshooting. Elmo Chance Calvary.
Yeah, this is a sigh.
I'm so looking forward to getting all the details about this. People have said with Elon Musk not for having, unauthorized access to the Social Security system and all of our Social Security. That's not what people are upset about. They're upset about the chief executives. But we'll get to that after the 11:30 news. We will wrap up the show as we always do. If this should be a thing, today it is the Just Try and Take edition. Around for that. Right now, though, just as we were coming back on the air, we had been talking with Emily Zeppos about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The election is April 1st. Very, very important race. We'll determine whether or not we get to keep the fairer maps that we have, or we go back to the way they used to be. But Dan Schaefer, our political editor here at Civic Media, shared this in our group chat. Michael Gabelman is backing Brad Schimmel for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Is this really the flex that they think that is? Have we forgotten who Michael Gabelman is? Michael Gabelman, the guy that Robin Voss hired and paid well over $1 million to find evidence of massive voter fraud that stole the election from Donald Trump in 2020. Yeah, there was no evidence of massive voter fraud that swung the election. There was no evidence that Michael Gabelman found anything. And even Robin Voss, towards the end of it, was like, I think he should be fired. I think he should be stripped. I don't know, Brad Schimmel, maybe you want to distance yourself a little bit from that shining endorsement from Michael Gabelman. I find that amusing. We're going to move on, however, and talk about tariffs and us. This is something, Galvin, that we had numerous guests on repeatedly in the months leading up to the election about what this would mean and who actually pays tariffs. And it's not the companies who are importing, it is the that are exporting. It is the companies that import these items and then raise prices and pass those prices on to us. Wisconsin's senior senator Ron Johnson, typically all in lockstep
lockstep with this second Trump administration. Made an appearance earlier this morning on a far-right network and appeared to take a different stance. Calvin, do we have that clip from Ron Johnson?
We're
all concerned, Ron, and it's just interesting to hear him admit any concerns, although he left himself some wiggle room there, Calvin, so he can stay in Trump's good graces, because that, first and foremost, is the goal of every Republican politician now.
Well, yeah, and I think at the end of the day, these politicians ultimately do, to some extent, represent their constituents, and from what I've seen with Trump supporters, there's this blind faith in him that even if on the face and your common sense tells you that this isn't going to work or it's going to affect us negatively, it's because Trump did it, there has to be some way that it's going to work out. Because
he's a genius.
Trump is a genius.
I was going to say, he's a very stable genius who's playing 4D chess that the rest of us just don't appreciate his level of brilliance. Now, earlier this morning, right as we were coming on the air, Donald Trump said that they will pause this 25% tariff on Mexico for a month. While the two sides work out an agreement, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum announced today in a conversation with Donald Trump, Mexico has agreed to fortify its border with 10,000 National Guard troops trying to block the flow of drugs, especially fentanyl. Trump also expected to speak today with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau before tariffs into Canada kick in. Just so much here. First of all, is fentanyl, we haven't heard anything about the Canadian border and fentanyl flowing over the Canadian border. This is the first that I've heard that that's a big issue, because in everything that I have read leading up to this point, the vast majority of fentanyl ends up in our country by U.S. citizens who bring it in. And it was also my understanding that China is the one that creates fentanyl, and yet Trump's only hitting them with a 10% tariff, not the 25% that he has threatened against Canada and Mexico, although now again, apparently there is a waiting period on whether or not those tariffs are going to kick in on Mexico, which is good, because if you don't want $9 avocados, that's a good thing. This still, however, could affect many of our products, and especially things like lumber that comes from Canada. And this happened the last time. You think housing prices are bad and we don't have enough housing, we don't have enough single-family housing. This is not going to help the housing market. If we're going to put on tariffs on lumber coming into our country from Canada. This goes along, but this could easily affect Wisconsin growers, manufacturers. Even Ron Johnson said this morning on his Senate website, the demand from overseas helps fuel Wisconsin's state economy and creates well-paid jobs. Those jobs and future job growth will be at risk if the U.S. withdraws from trade agreement and cedes foreign markets to global competitors. We live in a global economy. You are right, Ron. We do. We don't have the luxury of deciding whether or not we wish to compete. We must compete. Senator Ron Johnson believes America can win that competition. He will support free and fair trade deals to strengthen our economy and provide expanding opportunities. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, we are talking about tariffs and us, how this is going to affect us. And Calvin, you alluded to this as well. I've seen over the weekend people putting on social media sites that if you're a patriot, you will pay higher prices and you won't pay. That's just part now of being a good American and supporting Trump administration.
Yeah, I saw this political cartoon that was like a before and after. It was like 2024 and like $3. And then it's 2025 and it's like $9. And it's like, well, actually, the first thing, right? Complex.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of this program.
Reality still matters, at least in some circles. 855-752-4842. We have Ollie from the Northwoods on the line. Good morning. Ollie, how are you?
He'll tell me I look good. I'll laugh and say, yeah, we're in time.
Yes, good morning.
I just wanted to comment upon Ron Johnson. Even finalist Mitch McConnell was on and condemned the president enacting the tariff. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Are you talking about last night on 60 Minutes with Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing because he was asked at one point about something he had said about the Trump administration. And he claims that that was in a private conversation, but he put it in a book. That kind of takes away from the argument that that was something that he said in a private conversation, right?
For making us your radio choice since 1949. Country and Community, WRCO-FM, 100.9.
Yeah, he essentially said, if I remember correctly, Ola, that the Senate did not have the power to hold him accountable for January 6th. That's why we had the courts, right? Yeah, what a joke. Thank you so much for calling, Ola. Really, really appreciate it. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. On Friday, a very stable genius convicted felon, Donald Trump, said he's not using tariffs as a negotiating tool, but as a way to raise money. He plans to add additional tariffs at some point on computer chips, things associated with chips, oil and gas, steel, aluminum, copper, pharmaceuticals, and all forms of medicine. We will continue this. Mark, I see you on the line. I'll take you when we come back. We have a little break, and then we will return. Stay with us. You're listening to Nat and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE. The Todd Alma Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers Christ.
Rimini.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why love bodies.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop giving me dads. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Continues to actively ruin. Greg is off. He will be back tomorrow. And just a reminder, February 18th is Wisconsin Spring Primary. There is a primary for the Wisconsin's head of public construction. So that's what the primary is for. There will be some other local races on that February 18th ballot. The big one, the spring general election, Tuesday, April 1st. And that will determine which way Wisconsin's Supreme Court is going to go. We'll be talking about that quite a bit leading up to the election. Before we went to the break, though, we were talking about tariffs. Donald Trump, meanwhile, has paused sweeping tariffs on Mexico for 1 month. He had promised a 25% tariff on Mexico and Canada. He said he will also be speaking to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today to see if they can come to some agreements. He did acknowledge over the weekend, though, and I think this is important for people to realize, Donald Trump acknowledged over the weekend in a social media post his trade wars may cause pain. But he says it's all going to be worth the price that must be paid. And co-president Elon Musk actually said a few months ago, Calvin, that, we're going to have 2 years of pain. 2 years of pain. And then everything apparently is going to be just done. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Mark, the very USAC, thank you for your patience, sir. What did you want to say about this?
Ridiculous burden. All he said during the campaign is, I'm going to ruin my nose. More prices immediately. I think we'll just be all mad on the value of things. I think we all knew that was going to happen with these tariffs and this other nonsense because the elimination of the USAID. USAID can't also stop the people over there.
Yep.
How many people are going to die because those guys are never going to be able to
Well,
and nobody, as far as I remember, Mark, and I'm getting older and I forget things, you know, nobody elected Elon Musk.
They didn't.
So very much. Also this morning, and I think this is important to get out before it gets forgotten, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, was on Fox News this morning, and here is what he said. We don't want to blow a hole in the deficit by extending the Trump-era tax cuts, but we're definitely going to get that extended. So Mike Johnson essentially just said, yeah, we're going to blow a hole in the deficit to extend the Trump tax cuts because the ultra-wealthy need another yacht. It's embarrassing when Jeff Bezos has the biggest boat, Calvin, and we can't let other billionaires and millionaires deal badly. It's a shame.
Affecting prices, consumers consumers negatively means the billionaires are able to extract less money from us. So, if, because I mean, like Jeff Bezos, for example, he makes money when we order things off Amazon. If things are more expensive on Amazon, people will order things, buy less things, and he'll make less money. So, I'm not really understanding the economics of the billionaires.
Point. There's something in it for them. They wouldn't support it otherwise. This all has to be to their benefit. And I've been seeing different things this morning about, so as this money comes in from these tariffs, as our importers pay more, where does that slush fund of money go? And who is going to be following that? That's a question we're following up on. 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield is on the line. Good morning, Jim. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning, Jim.
And say, look, our guy did the right thing, and now your girl is refusing to do the right thing. I think that's absolutely going to come up. Because, again, as you said, she did comment on Act 10 and whether or not she believed it was legal. And at least in my estimation, they're going to jump on that and they can expect her to recuse herself as well. But, again, that will still be the liberals with a one-person majority on the court. So thank you so much for chiming in on that. I really appreciate it, Jim, and thank you so much for listening. We only have very short time before we go to break. I was wrong. I screwed up. I own it. Carolyn Leavitt, Trump Press Secretary, did not say that Jesus didn't have electricity, so what are you worrying about? That was in, folks. I swallowed it. I gobbled it up. I talked about it this morning briefly with Pat Fretlow on Outdoor News Radio. I was wrong. News coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Mass, statewide, countrywide, global. If you got the app, baby, Civic Media Radio Network. Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why should we?
From the
Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Canton. Sources telling ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter that called the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk, essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kneindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight, without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for Energy Secretary. The fossil fuel executive has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. The Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead but let it slip away. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead. Had the ball on the side out and turned the ball over, and they got a 3-point play. I thought that was the turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend. UConn 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. Sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins with sports. I'm Mike Collins.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count making The Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook, The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. He can start doing that. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight as lows drop to the upper single digits. Wind chills around 0 to 5 below thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Plenty of clouds Tuesday, highs in the upper teens to lower 20s. A wintry mix Wednesday. It's 24 at our studios.
Todd Almost Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. I die Maggie Dawn.
At 3 o'clock, I'm joined by Supreme Court candidate and current Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. We discuss Brad Schimmel getting on his knees. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Megan Dawn show from 2 to 4 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. She's going to talk about Beyonce's historic night last night at the Grammys and what the tariff free-for-all means for you and us. We were just talking a little bit about tariffs. This is going to be an ongoing discussion, no doubt. At least today, your avocados are not $100. I saw this, Galvin, and I thought immediately of you because you're much more kind of in this world than I certainly am. And the headline reads this from Raw Story. Unbelievably pathetic. Gamers turn on Elon Musk over alleged cheating. First of all, let me go lie down because I'm so shocked that Elon Musk might cheat at something as inconsequential as a game. Wow, never expected that. Now, can you explain the realm in which Elmo is cheating?
Yeah, so you might think he's cheating at a game, so he must be playing against people, like it's a competitive type of thing.
Right.
That's not even cheating.
He's not even cheating against a competitor?
No, so there are leaderboards in this game, but they have to do with your performance against
I got a headache from the workday and a heartache from last night.
He's playing a game called Path of Exile.
Anything that could have laid
late.
Did not
and
go right.
Go and you fight.
They say time is the ticket.
That kind of thing.
But I sure ain't got time.
Level up your character.
Makes sense.
And
with a little jingle in my pocket. There's a mission on my
that
mind.
They have a 5% chance to drop for you, so you have to run it over that kind of thing. So what people have discovered is that Elon Musk, as big a guy as he thinks he is, has massive achievements in his game for how short a time it has been. So yeah, I think he accomplished things that folks have within the gaming media sphere. There's streamers who play online and watch their own channel, which is a whole discussion. That's a whole good discussion. But there's people who do that as a full-time job.
Play games.
Well, yes, and play this game specifically that don't have accounts that look like kids as far as progression. So,
I just want to slow down. So, there are people who do this game for a living.
Well, it's more than just playing a game. It's kind of, I guess, an entertainer of sorts. You are playing a game and interacting with
the other side. Okay, but still, this is their job.
Or he is paying someone to level the account up for him.
which, again, this just, like, goes to show some, like, deep psychological issues.
Yes, no kidding.
What is the point of that? I don't know. Because for anyone who's actually played the game, it's evident that that's what he's done. And anyone who hasn't played the game doesn't care.
My guitar
so
in a West
it's just
Texas
really
bar.
Odd, like,
she woke up and asked me,
well,
can you play your cheating
hard? Specific group of people who are
was
in this
young,
world and heavily invested in this world.
Not that
it's only a couple of years, because it's not.
She smiled through her tears,
but
a dollar in my jar.
Yeah, I mean, this game specifically,
took a long drink of whiskey,
it has at least
kept the bottle by my side. Well, I looked up at the neon, and I swear I saw the light.
So,
and
it
I
is
said,
so important to
her song,
you are co-president,
you rolled away the stones, broken
the
chains, killed the pain of the one who done her
wrong.
And I felt just like a preacher, she hung on every
so
verse,
he can claim that
let
he made his
Bible.
Yes, but then it gets
that country music,
part of the reason people know this
church,
is obviously just from the time factor, but then he himself has streamed himself
took
playing
the ring
game,
off the
and
finger,
seems to have
it
a
on
very
bar,
poor understanding of how the game
the
actually works,
with the
which
queen
would be surprising if he hadn't actually played
he was
so yeah, it's just all around here. He's like,
from a bone
basically went live and was like, oh, check out my cool game that I did all this stuff on. And then
I ever saw
like,
a cowboy
you
cry.
Don't even know how the game works.
Dude, you're not playing it right.
Whistle.
So he essentially
somebody
exposed himself.
100%.
It was time to take a ride.
Now, I have seen an entire Reddit thread dedicated to nothing but Eli.
Yeah, I just want to
hear the pain of the one who done him wrong.
Now,
I felt just like a preacher as he hung on
every
verse. That homie's own Bible. That country music.
Can you share some of the cleaner comments that fellow gamers are sharing about our co-president, Elon Musk?
Yeah, one guy said the stream was such an unnecessary cell phone. If you just streamed yourself playing low-level campaign and learn that, it would be way better than trying to pretend you're really high rating than you
to some old drinking song. Let's all think
it's not an account. It's not an account of play. Like, so it's just people
pointing
out how ridiculous it is.
And
country music church.
Well, yeah, exactly. People wouldn't even have known that this is how he plays the game if he wouldn't screw himself
turn
playing
the water into
as someone who's in the game community, Calvin,
this country music church.
How deep is the disdain for someone who does something like this? I mean, there has to be a great amount of pride when you do play this and you do get to this level and you can't even imagine what the response is from the gaming community.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not super involved in this type of game, but I can... It's weird. Like, that's the thing that's most obvious. It's just, it's weird. As you've heard about this kind of, like, being like, oh, you can buy an account.
Middle finger if you never supposed to make a country boy.
And it's
I
like, it's
be
really
in my recliner, whiskey tapping up one-liners, trying,
like,
to get you back.
Anyone. It doesn't give anyone
yeah,
a
I know
impression.
How that
what?
Country song goes.
Yeah, and it's not like...
I'm supposed to be hard, bro.
Yeah, I...
But
like,
I gotta give my hand, and I gotta raise the high.
Yeah,
I gotta
get
my
you know,
damn
right,
right. I can
yeah.
do this all night.
The
dream came to town.
This
town don't stand a chance. I heard the ladies act like crazy. New cases fresh up out the deer stand.
It's
the
beauty.
I wouldn't put my brain.
I mean,
how to get the sense that he has this desire to fit in, but he immensely struggled with it. And I think that it just happens. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it definitely seems like he's immensely unlikable. I don't want to hang out with him.
PJ, we're going to talk about that absolutely this week, what happened with Elon. And apparently he's got 6 little minions who are looking for him under this DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, which, according to my understanding, is not part of the U.S. government. This is not a U.S. governmental agency. This is something Trump invented. And Elon and 6 of his little minions... And giving them access to all kinds of things within the U.S. government that they probably shouldn't have access to. I guess, PJ, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because this, yeah, is another window into who this person is. And who our president has placed so much responsibility and apparent trust in. He feels the need to cheat.
Winter is a time for reflection and preparation in the agricultural community.
This says a lot about this
person. We salute the collective spirit of farmers, ranchers, and ag workers who use this season to plan, learn, and improve their practices. Their commitment to growth and sustainability is what keeps agriculture thriving year after year.
And celebrating bad behavior.
These salutes remind us that the agricultural heartbeat never really stops, even when the world outside is blanketed in frost and winter.
This isn't going to serve us well in the long run.
Saluting farmers is sponsored
by Okinawa
Agency.
At least in my estimation. But yes, PJ, we will talk more seriously about what's happening with the Treasury Department and Elon and Doge and all of his 22-year-old minions who are essentially infiltrating our government.
All
right, when we return, we are going to wrap up the show with this should be a thing. Today it's the go ahead, try and take an edition. And if you ever have a thing it should not be or anything else that you want to contact the show about, it's the same email. It's Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Tisbat coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Too early. The doctor gave me 30
Jimmy's talking about it now.
I know.
You're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations are people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know the president's birdcage.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air, Jane Matt Mayer, and Dr. Sly coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in D.C. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter right before we went to the break when we were talking about Elon Musk. Apparently cheating at video games because it's very important to him. And we'd also been talking about Elon and money. John from Milwaukee had a text. The hypocrisy. George Soros is the biggest political influencer in the Democratic Party, but I hear nothing about him. Did anyone vote for Soros? You hypocrites. I guess I would just like to point out that Joe Biden never gave George Soros control over a system of paying Social Security, Medicare, tax refunds, or federal contracts, and also didn't allow George Soros to set up a government agency which Congress has never approved. So I thanks John.
And George Soros also doesn't want to be the largest social media company.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. And again, we will be talking about what happened over the weekend with the Treasury Department and Elon and George and his little minions coming in. Again, none of those folks elected officials, but Republicans have no problem with them. That's all good. They're fine. Don't worry about it. All right, it's 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Today, it's the Just Try and Take It edition. This from Lotkey.com. Headline reads, a car that is impossible to steal was stolen in 15 minutes. An Englishman bought a Range Rover Edition 1 for about $220,000, Calvin. The dealership explained to him that this ultra-luxury SUV is positioned as unstealable. However, the new owner didn't have a whole lot of time to enjoy his new car. Just 60 hours later, his limited edition luxury SUV was stolen from his driveway. The 45-year-old said the dealership assured him the car was not susceptible to theft. Therefore, he shelled out for his limited edition Range Rover 2024 SV Edition 1 for about $200,000. It also has lots and lots of extras, Calvin, like $12,000 wheels, which everyone knows you need the better those wheels. Regular wheels just aren't going to cut it, I guess, when you shell out that money for your big fancy schmancy car. Also, as it has seats that vibrate to the beat of music.
And if I
John from Warwickshire, England, he said he knew that this car would attract unwanted attention in a country where luxury car thefts have been on the rise in recent years. But he says he was told the car has a new security update from Jaguar Land Rover to make it unstealable. Less than 60 hours later, John's car was stolen from his driveway. John told reporters he asked the staff about installing a ghost immobilizer that requires a password in order to start the car. But he was told it wasn't necessary because nobody could steal this car. He woke up to several missed calls from a car tracking company and then looked out his window to see, his driveway was empty. Security cameras showed three people getting out of a vehicle about 1 in the morning. One stayed at the scene, two others headed for his luxury SUV. Neither got close enough for them to use the key scanner, but somehow they still got access to the car. And within 15 minutes, they were inside and driving away. I'm sure John, the guy who just shelled out over $220,000 for his unstealable car, will have some words for the guys at the dealership. But I just think it's safe to assume that don't assume nothing is something is not stealable. It's not going to work out well for you. Just ask John. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be. And if someday
coming up tomorrow, Greg Bach will be back from a couple of days off. Abigail Sweats will be joining us from Fair, Wisconsin. We are going to talk about what they're hearing from their LGBTQ and their concerns now 2 weeks into the second Donald Trump administration. Don't forget, news is coming up next. Then it's Todd Alba from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, Dom Salvia 4 to 6 p.m., Pete Schwabe lightly picks up a little bit, 6 to 8 with Nightlight, and then Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio. It all starts early in the morning with Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio from 6 to 8, and Earl Ingram Jr., right before us from 10 until noon. Thank you, Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening into the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
WRCE. J. Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Bach is back. We're also going to talk to Abigail Sweats from Fair, Wisconsin, and concerns about the LGBTQ plus community. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not stop. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter that called the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kneindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight and without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for energy secretary. The fossil fuel exec has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News. For the first time in nearly a month because of the fires, the Pacific